One cold November morning, I watched from our kitchen as tractor after tractor drove up our driveway. About 12 neighboring farmers were coming to harvest our corn before a snow, because my father was ill and could not work in the fields. My father did not ask for their help. The neighbors knew about his health problems, and they just organized the rescue harvest on their own. Without their caring, our crop and our income for an entire year would have been lost. I still have a black and white photo of all the farmers standing and smiling in front of their pickers. It seemed so natural, like, of course they would help a neighbor in need. The days of borrowing a cup of sugar are gone in most neighborhoods. We now have code enforcement officers we call when a neighbor's grass is too tall or their car is up on bricks. Now, instead of talking across the fence to a neighbor, we belong to online networks called Nextdoor. Most of the members you never see, nor would you recognize them in the grocery store. Today, a neighbor coming to the aid of another neighbor earns a spot on the 10 o'clock news. I suggest getting to know your neighbors, know their names and the names of their kids, learn their story and share yours. Neighbors aren't strangers who live next door. They're friends who happen to live on your block or in your building. Neighbors are what make a community a home. I am Dan Kenny, and that is my perspective.